Are you experiencing stress, anxiety, or unhappiness? Do you feel weighed down by the past? Stay tuned for a special message from Roland Trujillo, host of the Shedding Shackles radio program. For over 25 years, Roland Trujillo has been helping people shed the shackles of unhappy memories, consisting of upset, hurt feelings, and negative emotions that bind them to the past. Over the years, many people have listened to and benefited from Roland's positive message. Perhaps you too can discover the secret to becoming free from the past and moving forward to live a new life of joy and purpose. And now, here's your Shedding Shackles host, Roland Trujillo.
Hello everyone, welcome. My name is Roland. The program is called Shedding Shackles. And my message is a very good one, and I hope you'll pay attention because this is an unusual radio program. It's something very special. I turn the microphone on and I talk from the heart. I don't have anything pre-planned. And so here we go. You remember when you were a little child? A little child. Life was sweet and life was good. And every day you awoke, leapt from bed and ran barefoot over the carpet, looking forward to a day of adventure. But then something happened. Something happened. Years later, there you were, struggling, unhappy, troubled, fearful, anxious, feeling empty, unloved. And things were not working out. Somehow it began when you were a little child, when you were emotionalized and upset. And it came in two ways. First of all, the world around you that was created by the people that came before you. It was a world of arguing and fighting and tension, anger and confusion. And upset. You saw your parents fighting. You went to school, and at school there were bullies. And there was cruelty and tease and pressure. You became fearful. You became unhappy because of all the fighting and arguing and the meanness. You couldn't understand. And you were emotionalized. But when you were emotionalized, that was the connection to the world that had been created, the world of horrors, the world of confusion, the nightmare world had become a reality on the outside. The schoolyard, the bullies, the gangs, the drugs, the peer pressure, the cruelty, the tease. And the confusion and the anger that you saw in your parents, it was a nightmare world. And that nightmare world, however, had a source. Where did it come from? Well, it came through those who themselves were lost in a nightmare world. See? And from their nightmare world of daydreams, daymares, instead of nightmares, daymares, and from the confusion in their mind and the suggestions and the innuendos and the wrong ideas that they had. See, they created this scary world. Well, but then what happened was that the emotions that were generated in you as you reacted to this on the outside, those emotions then became the connection to that world, and through that world to the nightmare fantasy world that the creators of it were living in. You see what I mean? A misguided world, a world of wrong ideas. And even those who seemed to have good intentions, but if they didn't have understanding, of which I always talk, then they themselves were promoting wrong ideas and confusing ideas. And those wrong ideas then had consequences, see? Well, so then what happened was that you fell then into, see, you sought to escape from this nightmare world. So you sought escape into your into fantasy yourself. See, the very fantasy world. See, the crazy ideas and the wrong ideas and the emotions that drove those who went before you to create this awful world. That's the very same place where you sought to escape into fantasy. So we'll talk more about that after this very, very important message. Please listen carefully. Hi, this is Roland. Are you interested in improving your relationship with your partner? Or how about improving your relationship with your kids if communication is not so good? Okay, and then how about getting rid of hurt feelings and misunderstandings and so on? Well, then you really ought to read one of my books about relationships and about marriage. One of the ones that I don't talk about a lot, I should talk about more, is my book called Putting the Forever Back in Love. Oh, what a wonderful book. It's over 300 pages, Putting the Forever Back in Love. I talk about how to improve your relationship, what to do if your wife asks you to leave, how to forgive and forget, okay? How to stay married for a long time and live happily ever after, how to develop character and learn to bear suffering and grow from it, how to have understanding when you deal with other people, okay? And how not to judge your husband so much and how not to resent your wife. Well, may I recommend you get Putting the Forever Back in Love. Just visit SheddingShackles.com or TalkToAPastor.org and you can preview it for free. It's also on Amazon. Putting the Forever Back in Love. I think you'll really enjoy it. Lately, I've been making my programs where all the commercials, with one exception, are about my books, relationships books, because people can understand. See, most people, they know they have relationship problems. They know communication is not good with their partner, with their kids, or with their parents. They know it. And so, therefore, I'm talking about something that is meaningful to them, and they can see that what they're doing is not working out, and they know they need answers to improve their relationship, you see. So therefore, it's a good way for people to become acquainted with me. And they're very good books, and they're good reads, too. They're a lot of fun. We're talking now about how all of this emotionalism and upset, anger and wrong ideas, how it all began. I said that because of the nightmare world of tease and cruelty and unhappiness and anger and resentment and arguing parents and schoolyard bullies and pressuring teachers and injustice, and because of all of that, you were driven into your fantasy world, see? You were driven into there by the horrors on the outside, by the wrong reality that was created. You couldn't face it, and so you escaped into your fantasy world. And there you could be a great hero or a princess or a prince, and you could imagine things. And so it seemed like a safe place to be. And as a matter of fact, little children do have an active fantasy life, and so that's perfectly normal. But the problem was that as you got older, as you became a teen and a young adult, and an adult, you had developed the habit of escaping into thought, into the imagination, whenever there was any stress on the outside, okay? So when you were a little child, it was your parents fighting in the other room, arguing in the other room, that drove you into, you know, putting your earbuds on and listening to music as loud as you could so you wouldn't have to hear what they're arguing, or retreating into fantasy, or studying real hard, or something to try to get away. Well, the problem is that the more time you spent in your fantasy world, the less you were able to cope with things on the outside. See, real coping with things on the outside means to be in reality and to face them objectively and reasonably and see what's going on and consider alternatives and see. But it has to be done with awareness, with in reality, with with common sense and with reason. But you were emotionally upset and driven to hide. And so as you were hiding, then things continued to get worse on the outside, and you had less and less ability to cope on the outside, and so you escaped more and more into fantasy. But now here's the thing. This is very important. I'm going to try to state this as clearly as I can. See, this is very deep stuff. It's not easy to talk about, but it's important that I do talk about it. The same place from which the nightmare world came into existence through your parents and other authorities and other people on the outside, misguided and so forth, that same place is the place that you escaped into. That state of mind that makes for the horrors on the outside is the state of mind into which you escaped. And in that state, you are manipulable, you are controllable, you are suggestible, you are gullible, you are easily upset and controlled when you are in that state. And so the whole secret to life is to learn how to, is to come out of that state of being lost in thinking and imagination and fantasy and come back to awareness. And when you are in awareness, then you also are close to the inner light from God, which is your intuition. And from it then comes the power to face the world without having to escape and to have that power from God, that light from God with you. Hello, this is Roland. For 26 years, I've been helping couples stop fighting and start loving each other again. If you and your partner are not getting along, you really should read The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You can find it at Amazon.com or at SheddingShackles.com. Hi, this is Roland. Do you have relationship issues? Okay, who doesn't have relationship issues? That's why I want to tell you about my most popular book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Do you and your partner argue all the time? Do you want to understand men and women better? Are you in a relationship and thinking of getting married? Then you'll want to preview The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll find out how to relate better with your partner, reduce your stress, and possibly even heal your relationship. Visit www.sheddingshackles.com and look for The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll be glad you did. Oh, incidentally, I want to tell you about a special we're having. For a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email as a token of my appreciation. That's right, for a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage so you can start reading right away. Just visit SheddingShackles.com and look for the Secure PayPal button. There's another reality. It's God's reality. God's reality is a world of beauty and truth. And honor and patience and understanding. And if you could come back to that reality, then you would be able to see the other reality for what it is: phantasms of darkness and confusion and lies and deceit. You would see it for what it is. You would see it's just phantasms. But when you are lost in your imagination, when you're lost in thinking, studying, concentrating, planning, worrying, see, fantasies, when you're lost in that state of mind, then you are subject to whatever it is that can manipulate thought and create these phantasms of darkness and confusion and doubt and cynicism and misery and unhappiness and lies and false promises, promising things that can never deliver. But if you could come back to the real reality, then in the light of the real reality, you would be able to see the phantasms for what they are, nothing but phantasms. And then you'd be able to dismiss them. You wouldn't believe them anymore. You'd see they're not credible. Just like a really bad movie. You know how sometimes on television at 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning, there's just a really bad old movie. I mean, just really, really bad. Not credible. Okay? And you would see these phantasms are the same way, shallow nothings and not credible. And so that's why it's important to come back to the real reality. There's a beautiful fairy tale about Alice in Wonderland. Alice went through the rabbit hole and fell into this upside-down, topsy-turvy world where light was dark and dark was light and good was bad and bad was good. Everything was upside down. Well, that's exactly the world that you fell into. And so there you are, lost in your daydreams, looking for answers down somewhere in your thinking and planning and trying to figure things out. And when things don't work out, then you retreat once again into your thoughts. And then you worry, okay, try to plan your way out of the mess. And then whatever idea pops into your mind, you follow it and it doesn't work out. But if you were back in reality, God's reality, okay, then you would see error as error. You would see phantasms as phantasms, wrong ideas as wrong ideas. And you would just see clearly. And so you wouldn't follow them anymore. In the light of truth. In the light of truth with a capital T. See, you would just see the wrong is wrong and error is error, and you wouldn't follow it anymore. And then another wonderful thing would happen. You would see that other people are You would see they're all lost in, they're lost between their two ears. Your parents, your teachers, your coaches, the other kids, the experts. They're all lost between their two ears, lost in their own thoughts. You would begin to have compassion on them. Maybe they misled you. Maybe they lied to you. Maybe they fooled you. Maybe they pretended to know something when they really didn't know. Okay, or they hurt you, they betrayed you. But now you could have compassion. Now you don't have to hate them anymore. You would see that they're misguided. They're lost sheep too. And they were bringing forth what was being manipulated in their minds. They were bringing that forth. They didn't even know that they were lost between their two ears. You see what I mean? So now, all that remains is for you to thread your way back to reality. To come back to the sunshine, to where the birds are singing. The sky is blue, with little white puffy clouds floating by. Life is beautiful and life is sweet. You have to find that again, okay? You once knew it when you were a little tiny child, before you were upset, and things on the outside caused you to fall away from the beautiful reality that you knew into this dark world of the imagination. And so that's what I'm here for, to help you. I have a little meditation that is useful to help you to learn how to get out of thoughts and stand back and be in the moment, in the present moment, mindful in the moment, in God's beautiful reality. Interested in finding out more about finding courage and joy and solving your relationship issues? Did you know that I have hundreds of YouTube video lectures? Just visit talktoapastor.org or sheddingshackles.com and look for the video lectures. Hi, this is Roland. Are you interested in improving your relationship with your partner? Or how about improving your relationship with your kids if communication is not so good? Okay, and then how about getting rid of hurt feelings and misunderstandings and so on? Well, then you really ought to read one of my books about relationships and about marriage. And one of the ones that I don't talk about a lot, I should talk about more, is my book called Putting the Forever Back in Love. Oh, what a wonderful book. It's over 300 pages, Putting the Forever Back in Love. I talk about how to improve your relationship, what to do if your wife asks you to leave, how to forgive and forget, okay? How to stay married for a long time and live happily ever after. How to develop character and learn to bear suffering and grow from it, okay? and how to have understanding when you deal with other people, okay? And how not to judge your husband so much, and how not to resent your wife. Well, may I recommend you get Putting the Forever Back in Love. Just visit SheddingShackles.com or TalkToAPastor.org, and you can preview it for free. It's also on Amazon. Putting the Forever Back in Love. I think you'll really enjoy it. Yes, I've been around a long time, and my message has always been the same. So let's continue to talk now about threading your way, finding your way back to the light, back to reality, back to where life is sweet and life is good, where the birds are singing and there's a hope. See, a hope, not a hope that you have to give yourself. And also, truth is there. Truth you can trust. Trust truth you can believe in. The light, God's light of truth, which shines upon things. See, do you trust the sunlight? Do you trust the sunlight? Well, of course you do. You love the sunlight. It's beautiful and it's bright. And it makes everything beautiful when the sun shines. And from the sun, the plants grow and make beautiful flowers and fruit. And from the sun, your cat gets to lay in the sun and be warm, and your dog, okay? And all the animals love the sun. And we love the sun too. It's because it makes the day bright and beautiful, and everything's clear, okay? Well, all right, and the sun is beautiful when it filters through the trees, when you see it shining upon the water, when you see the sun upon the flowers and upon the beautiful hillside, the sun is good and it's warm. And after a cold, cold winter, to come out in the springtime and feel the warmth is a very wonderful thing. So you know the sun is good and the sunlight is warm. It has both light and warmth. Well, that's something like God's light. God's light has the light from God. Spiritual light from God also has light and warmth. It has light. It makes things clear. You see the lie is a lie, the deceit is a deceit. And you also feel the warmth, which is love. God's light has love in it. That's the warmth. So what you need to do is find God's light, which has always been there. Now, it might be useful for me to continue with this line of thought just a little bit, okay? If you could learn to trust in God's light. But see, if you were touched by God's light and you knew it was His light, and you saw that the light is true and the light does not lie. See, the lie lies, but the truth does not lie. See, so when you see that, okay, then you're okay, because there you have that to hold on to. You simply see in the light, and what you see is what you see, okay? But when you fall away from it, then you become subject to doubt. See, when you fall away from the light, then you become subject to doubt, and to worry, and to not being sure, and to being confused, and then possibly following wrong again. And wrong can be very subtle and very tricky. Wrong people, or even bad people, can use good words to mislead you. See, they bait their hook with good words. They say nice things to you, and they promise you things, and they might quote beautiful poetry or say nice words like Bible words. But just because they use nice words doesn't mean they're a nice person. But in God's light, you can see, okay? You can see the deceit. So now, if you could always live in God's light, well, then you would be okay, wouldn't you? Of course you would. But you fall away. Now, how do you fall away? You fall away by becoming emotional. Remember we talked about that? By falling into excessive thought. And that's why the meditation helps. It helps you to to snap out of excessive thought. And you also fall away from God's light when you resent other people or hate them, okay? And so, if you got the little meditation and practiced it that I have, it's free. And if you didn't resent people anymore, then you could be close to the light, and life would be good. Hello, this is Roland. For 26 years, I've been helping couples stop fighting and start loving each other again. If you and your partner are not getting along, you really should read The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You can find it at Amazon.com or at SheddingShackles.com. Did you hear something on today's program that you liked or that moved you? Why don't you call my listener call-in line? You can call anytime, 24/7, leave a message on my voicemail. I listen to all the messages. Some of the calls even find their way on the air. If you'd like to give me a call and leave a message on my voicemail, or a question, or a comment, here's the number to call. You can call anytime. In fact, you can call right now. The number to call is 510-455-8851. Once again, that's 510-455-8851. I'm looking forward to hearing from you. All you have to do is come out of your Alice in Wonderland world of fantasy and back to reality. But this time, in reality, with God's light. God's light, which has always been there, but which you fled from God's light. See, once you had begun to fail in reality, you didn't want to see that you failed, and so you fled from God's light, which began to feel like conscience. Come back now into God's light and become a friend of God. And then you'll walk in the light, and life will be good. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.sheddingshackles.com. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is SheddingShackles.com. Please remember that Shedding Shackles is listener-supported. Thank you.